Shalom, everybody. Much of this week's parsha focuses on mitzvos that are bein adam lachaveru, and one of those mitzvos begins in Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Yud Ches. There, the Torah says the following. We'll explain the pasuk as Rashi does, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105. The Torah describes a case of two people in a fight, chas v'shalom, and one person hits the other person so hard that the victim should actually have died from his wounds. And the Torah says in the end, he doesn't die though. Here's the pasuk. V'chi yirivun anashim. V'hi ka ish esrayehu be'even o be'egrof. If a man get into a fight and one of them hits the other with a stone or his fist. V'lo yamus. V'nafal le'mishkav. If the victim does not die, but is confined to a bed, then, says the next pasuk, im yakum v'salech b'chutz al mishanto, if the victim rises, leaves the bed, walks around, then v'nika hamakeh, the person who hit him, the person who struck him, is cleared. He won't be put to death, but he must pay. Rakshiv to yitain v'rapo yirapeh. The perpetrator must pay for the loss of the victim's time and also must pay for all of the victim's medical bills until the victim is completely healed. That's the Torah. And as the Torah continues over the next psukim, we learn that if a person causes injury to another person, they have five different things that they are obligated to pay. Some of the following we learn from the psukim we just read and some from the subsequent psukim. In any case, a perpetrator who hits or injures or damages somebody else, the perpetrator must pay, number one, nezek, damages caused to the person. They can't work as effectively as they used to. They're going to earn less than they were able to earn before. So the wrongdoer must pay the difference. That is nezek. Number two, tsa'ar, Beis Din places a financial estimate on the pain that is caused to the victim, and the wrongdoer must pay that amount. That's tsa'ar. Third is ripui. The wrongdoer must pay the victim's medical bills. Four is sheves. The perpetrator has to make up the loss that the victim incurs when the victim was unable to work at all. And finally, boshes. It's embarrassing to get injured and to be injured. Beis Din assesses that embarrassment and the wrongdoer must pay that amount. So again, the victim pays five things. Nezek, tsar, ribui, sheves, and boshes. Nezek is damages, tsar is pain, ripui is medical bills, sheves is lost wages, and boshes is embarrassment. And that's a beautiful thing to make sure that a person who does something wrong to somebody else will make amends financially. However, having said all that, there is a most beautiful idea that's said by the great Posek, the great Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, who died in 1764. He says the following in his Sefer on the Chumash Tiferes Yehonasan. Rabbi Eibshitz says that our pasuk and the subsequent psukim teach us something very powerful about harm that a person can cause to someone else. He says that machlokes chas v'shalom is so terrible, and different people react and respond in the middle of a machlokes differently. Some people respond, God forbid, by hitting the other person or punching them, and that, of course, is horrendous. There's no other word for it. However, as horrendous as that is, there is something even more horrendous that a person can do. And what in heaven's name could be worse than a Jew literally punching another Jew? Says Rav Eibshitz, even worse than punching is walking away from the fight and spreading Lashon Hara and spreading Motzi Shemra about the other person. Believe it or not, spreading lies and slander all around town is even worse than hitting them. How can that be? Rabbi Eibshitz says that it's written right in our pasuk. V'chi yirivun anashim. If men get into a fight, then what should you do? V'hi ka ish esrayehu be'even o be'egrof. Yes, the person, he's speaking a little facetiously, but yes, the better thing to do is to hit them. And why? Because at least if you hit them, God forbid, there's a way to do tshuva. There's a way to make amends. You can say sorry in the deepest, most sincere way. Physical wounds can heal, and you can make it up to him. Shivto yitain v'rapo yirapeh. You can make it up to him through nezek and sa'ar and ripui and sheves and boshes. You can make it up. But lashon hara, motzi shemra, That's much, much harder. Gossip travels far and wide. The damage that we can cause, God forbid, is much deeper and much more widespread than a physical wound. Physical wounds can heal. Emotional wounds take much longer to heal. And in addition, do you have the ability to go to every person who heard your Lashon Hara and correct what you said? Can you go to every person to explain that what you said was out of anger? It was not true, not necessary? It's close to impossible. It's a most incredible thing. When we were children, we used to say, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. But now we learn the exact opposite. It's terrible, terrible, terrible to get into a fight, and it's horrendous to hurt someone physically. But if, chas v'shalom, people do fight, sticks and stones are far, far better than the damage that our words can cause. Have an amazing day, everyone.